What's up, everybody? Oh my goodness, it's so good to be back home. Let's talk about it.
Are or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And thank you everybody for tuning in. For those of you that know, that been watching, I just got back from Florida. I literally just got back from Florida, off the airplane here to the studio this moments ago. But anyways, thank you everybody for being with me. If you haven't already, please hit the share button on this. Please hit the thumbs up on this. Let's get right into it. So President Trump, look what they done. They've gone after President Trump like no other. And let me put it like this. You know what a banana republic is? And I caught myself having to tell some people what a banana republic is when I was in Florida, you know, at the courthouse where they were going after President Trump. I had to tell them what a banana. So there's some people that just don't know because, you know, it's not something that we deal with every day. So how could people be expected to know what a banana republic is when we're a constitutional republic? But the left, they're truly turning our country to a banana republic, and they're all in support of doing it. So basically, in a banana republic, what they do is they target their political opponents. When they find out that people that are running for them against them in political office, they always imprison their political opponents. Soviet Union, Venezuela, Cuba, all of these communist nations. Oh, this person is coming up. This person is probably going to beat us. Put him in jail. And that's exactly what's happening here. They're putting President Trump in jail. Not that he's done something wrong, because he hasn't done anything wrong. And they know he hasn't done anything wrong. But they're still doing this to him because they're terrified of him returning and for him coming back and just fixing it all, undoing everything that they did. And they don't like it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see it happen. Right? Let me play this first clip. I do have some clips for you. My producer, she got some clips while I was on my way, and I was looking at some of the stuff and doing as much research as I can. But let me play this first one with you. And to my understanding, I saw this video on Twitter, right? It wasn't just Fox News showing this video, but this video apparently is going somewhat viral because everyone is talking about what this young lady is saying. Everyone is talking about it. Everything that she says in this video is 100% true. We are a banana republic. We're going towards a banana republic. They want to get rid of our constitutional republic. The left, they hate the Constitution. They hate a republic. That's why they're always saying, we are a democracy. We are a democracy. No, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. But their goal is to turn us into a banana republic. But listen to what this young lady says.
Joe Biden himself retained possession of classified documents that have not been prosecuted. And none of them came into possession of those documents while they were president. None of them were president who, as the head and sole member of the executive branch, has the power to summarily declassify documents. The decision to pursue charges against President Trump while turning a blind eye to others is emblematic of the corruption that we have here. We are at a turning point in our nation's history. The targeting, prosecution of a leading political opponent is the type of thing you see in dictatorships like Cuba and Venezuela. It is commonplace there for rival candidates to be prosecuted, persecuted, and put into jail. What is being done to the President Trump should terrify all citizens of this country. These are not the ideals that our democracy is founded upon. This is not our America.
Nope, it's not. And like I said, I saw that video and someone was saying that CBS actually had it on their, I guess it was on their Twitter page, and they deleted it. They deleted it. See, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSSTD, CNN, they are all considered, if you ask, they're all considered state media. It's not even just my opinion. They're all state media. Do you know what state media is? State media is the same thing that Hitler used when he was in power to push propaganda. Every last one of them, they're pushing propaganda. And for this young lady to come out and talk about what they are doing, what the socialist communists in this country are doing, going after their political opponent, going after President Trump this way, says a lot. It straight up says that we are in a banana republic. That's what they're trying to do. The problem with them going along trying to push this banana republic is that the American people are not stupid. The American people are not falling for it. And we have means of protecting ourselves against a communist regime. Because every time in the past, when the communist regime takes power, one of the first things they do is disarm the American people. But that's never going to happen in the United States of America. I don't care how many times they use a school shooting, how many times they use a mall shooting, how many times they even use a church shooting. The American people are not going to give up their God-given right to be able to defend and protect their lives and their families. They're not going to do it. And they know this. They know this. That's why they're trying to go to a different route in doing this. They're trying to figure out exactly how they can do this. What crisis can we create, or what crisis could take place that they can take advantage of? Well, listen to Rachel Maddow. Listen to what she says, because all of them are giddy right now. And I'm telling you, I think something else is going on here, because President Trump's demeanor, it says a lot. It really does. It says a lot. You know, every single time they've gone after President Trump, if you ask me, there's a setup here. And it's kind of going to, you know what? If this is playing out the way I think that is playing out, it's going to be bittersweet. It's going to be really nice. But listen to Rachel Maddow as she's on here. I laugh every time I call it that. Yeah, listen to how she's on here, saying that the reason why she didn't want to air President Trump's speech after he was arrested, you know, she didn't want to air it because she says that they don't want to air something when they know it's blatantly lying. Now, we're talking about MSSTD, where they're constantly lying. They lie every single day. And MSDNC, CNN, all of them, when they do their panels, they get on there to see who can tell the best lies. Every single time. And I've told people, just go in there and listen to them sometime. Just watch them. They're trying to convince each other, or they're trying to compete with one another to see who can be the most convincing in telling the lies. But listen to what she says.
I need to say that former President Trump has just started making public remarks, just as he did on the evening of his first arraignment on criminal charges. That was April, when he was booked on 34 felony counts brought by the state of New York. Now tonight, after his arraignment on federal felony charges, he's speaking again, this time to an audience of his supporters that's gathered for a campaign fundraiser tonight at his golf club and summer home in New Jersey. We knew heading into this that he was planning to make these remarks. We are prepared for his pre-fundraiser remarks tonight to again be essentially a Trump campaign speech. Because of that, we do not intend to carry these remarks live. As we have said before, in these circumstances, there is a cost to us as a news organization to knowingly broadcast.
Listen to this. Listen to this. There's a cost to us. Really? Really? There's a cost to you?
To report the truth.
Yeah, to report the truth. Now, let me remind everybody, they kept going on with the whole fake Russian dossier even after they knew it was false. And they still ran with the story. Now she's sitting here saying that they want to silence a presidential candidate trying to say that he is lying. And everything President Trump said in his speech was 100% true.
Because of that, we do not intend to carry these remarks live. As we have said before in these circumstances, there is a cost to us as a news organization to knowingly broadcast untrue things. We are here to bring you the news. It hurts our ability to do that if we live broadcast what we fully expect in advance to be a litany of lies and false accusations, no matter who says them. And I do not say this with any glee. I hope it is clear that this is not a glib decision. We take our responsibilities seriously. We revisit decisions like this all the time. We make the best call that we can in real time, every time. But tonight, our call is this. We will monitor that speech by the newly indicted former president. We will not carry his remarks live. If he says anything newsworthy, we promise we will turn that right around and bring it back to you.
The only thing that they will see newsworthy if President Trump came out there and said, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I did it all. I was in the wrong. I'm guilty. That's the only thing that they will see as newsworthy. But President Trump actually coming out and telling the truth to them is not newsworthy. So the censorship is not only on social media. The censorship is along with the big tech companies, of course, right? And then you have the mainstream media, or in this case, state media. They're censoring people. This is a prime example of state media. She doesn't want to play President Trump. Now, look, think about it like this. President Trump does his speech after he got arrested. He does a speech. He's running for presidency. Their state media, the same thing Hitler did with his state media, is prevent people from having their voices heard. Isn't that the same thing that they're doing here? Someone please help me out. Am I getting it wrong? Because that's exactly what they're doing here. The state media is preventing President Trump's voices from being heard. And you know why? Because they see you and I still supporting President Trump after they've done all this to him.
And well, apparently she's getting some, you know, backflack from it on Twitter. There's an article on Fox News that says MSNBC's Rachel Mad, well, you say Mad Cow, becomes on
Rachel Maddow
becomes online punchline after saying network won't knowingly broadcast untruth.
Russia.
What a total joke. We knew it was a joke as soon as we heard it, right?
Russia.
Kind of go down here. It says, disgraced propagandist Rachel Maddow on MSNBC not airing Trump remarks live. She says there is a cost to, you know, saying untrue things.
Let's put an article up here. You have an article on it? Yeah, let's go to the article here.
You had Simon Atiba on your, you know, show. He said, Rachel Maddow of MSNBC said, here is a lie, watch. He's saying everything she says is a lie. One person said, you know, here is the cost to us as a news organization to knowingly broadcast untrue things. And of course, you can see right here in
Russia.
That they've posted. Well, these people... The cost is Matt Cow's, now I say Matt Cow's every time I see her name, salary. You've tainted me. Democrat slaves always run around with their fingers in their ears singing la, 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 la.
Yeah, they don't want to hear the truth.
Whenever they might be forced to hear something, they don't want to contradict the lies they desperately believe. Well, how many times did you see that yesterday?
Oh my goodness. They don't care about the truth. One lady, when I was in Florida, Shannon, one lady kept saying, and I think I might have got her recording. Actually, I think I did. It was just so much going on. But one lady was saying, we don't care. Just get him on something. Literally just saying, get President Trump on something. He has to be guilty of something. Just get him on something. We don't care what it is. Just something. And all along, you have Joe Biden, the Biden crime family. I got jet lag, everybody. The Biden crime family, all this information about him, and they all just looked the other way. And every single person we were talking to and said, well, wait a minute. You're happy that this is happening to President Trump. But when you have Joe Biden that should have never had the documents when he was a senator and VP, you look the other way. And they say, oh, why are you bringing up Joe Biden? Joe Biden has nothing to do with this. He has everything to do with this. President Trump is a political rival to Joe Biden. Leading in the polls, President Trump is leading the polls over the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, right? And not all of them are Rhino Republicans. Just he's leading the polls in both parties. Leading the polls because everybody wants Trump's America. So what do? They go after him just like a banana republic. Go up, lock up your political prison, your political opponent, to get him to be silent. Now, listen to some of what President Trump was saying. And you tell me, leave me a comment. Can we put the comments on the screen real quick? Look, okay, leave me a comment. Go ahead. Leave me a comment. We got Facebook, YouTube, and Facebook. Did I say that? Rumble. We got YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble right here. Let's do the individual ones because I made it to where it's pretty big. Just put Facebook up on the screen here first. Okay. Do Facebook. Yeah. Is that Facebook? It's labeled Facebook. Okay. Put Facebook up on the screen here for me. Full screen. Yep. Facebook. Come on. Okay. Facebook. Leave me a comment. I'm getting ready to play this video for you. And I want you to leave me a comment. Is President Trump lying in his speech? Put YouTube up here now. Put YouTube up here. Same thing right here. You see that? It's big, biggest day. I like it like this too, right? So I can see it even a lot better. And now Rumble, right? And now see, and we got Rumble. Now let's go to this video and listen to President Trump. And you tell me, did he lie or not?
My medical records, my passport, my birth certificate, and apologized. They even brought a safecracker. This is a professional safecracker they brought into Mar-a-Lago. And they broke into my safe. And you know what they found? Nothing. There was nothing there. Nothing there. Zero. According to the Presidential Records Act, which was a big deal, I was supposed to negotiate with NARA, which is exactly what I was doing until Mar-a-Lago was raided by gun-toting FBI agents. I have security tapes of it. I gave them security tapes of everything. In a flagrant violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, which protects the right against unreasonable search and seizure. And Sebastian, you covered very well, I must say.
You know what? Everything, the law applies except for when it comes to President Trump. You know, they constantly kept saying no one is above the law when they're except for them, like no one else. But we, the Democrats, we are above the law because we get to break the law. But no one else is. Right. President Trump didn't do anything different than any other president before him. But we're going to change the laws in the middle of the game because of who you are.
Very well. I'm not the one who thinks I'm above the law. I'm the one that followed the law. I'm the only one. It's Joe Biden and his corrupt Department of Injustice who think they are above the law. Never before has this happened.
And right now, when you turn on the liberal media news, they're all jumping with glee. They're all giddy. Let me say something real quick. And this is purely my opinion, because, you know, President Trump, he's so good. I mean, I guess I'm kind of tooting his horn here a little bit here. But come on, just think about how President Trump has been playing these people in the past. Here's a particular scenario that could possibly play out. And I'm praying that this is going to happen. Let's just say, President Trump, you let's just say you're president, everyone out there, you're president. And you know how the left, they're wanting to get you and they want to get you in a trap. So they get you to talk about a particular topic on the phone. Oh, about these documents. Or just bring up the documents in general. Just talk about the documents, right? And you say, well, you know what? If I wanted to, I couldn't even declassify these documents right now if I wanted to. And this is when he was out of the White House. But who's to say President Trump didn't already declassify them and have that paperwork stashed somewhere else, you know, where the FBI didn't look, where they didn't know to look, like the other docs that they're probably looking for and they don't know where President Trump have them, right? So this is just a scenario. And being the way President Trump is playing 4D chess with these people, it would not surprise me if this is the case, that they're going through all of this. President Trump is allowing all of this to happen just to bring the hammer. He said, nope, here it is. I declassified right here. Here's the documentation. Here's the documentation. Here's the documentation. I'm just saying, that's a scenario. Now, I hope that is the case, because I've actually, and what made me kind of think about it is because I heard in the grapevine that President Trump already have these documents. I'm just saying, remains to be seen. But President Trump has been playing 2D chess with these people, because every single time, Wile E. Coyote come along and trying to get the Roadrunner, and it fails every single time. Now, listen to this one, because you have Donalds. He goes on the Communist News Network and he chimes in about this. And listen to this. He tried to get into Donald's feelings. And Donald says, nope, it's not about feelings. It's about facts. Listen to what he says in this clip. Listen to what he says. You ready? Check this out.
Your view, and I think the view that reflects what I think Scott Jennings, who's been on our panel, has made clear a lot of Republicans feel based on what they've seen. I think these are very different.
Oh, No, not feel.
No.
It's not feel. Understand this. It is not feel.
Listen.
That is a fact.
Hillary Clinton. Right. And then listen to him. He tried to come in there and break it up and try to stop him, right? And try to, no. He's trying to argue with him because they don't like the facts. How do they get all of, you know what? I used to wonder how they get all these people to be on the same page and be so evil like this. It's demonic spirits. That's the only explanation. That demonic spirit, it can go from flesh to flesh. And we see that happening with those in the left.
Your view, and I think the view that reflects what I think Scott Jennings, who's been on our panel, has made clear a lot of Republicans feel based on what they've seen. I think these are very different.
Oh, no, not feel.
No.
It's not feel. Understand this. It is not feel. That is a fact.
Hillary Clinton's documents were subpoenaed by
the Oversight Committee. She destroyed them. Joe Biden took classified material.
Listen.
As a United States senator. I'm a United States congressman. I am not allowed to remove classified documents. He took them as a United States senator. They were all over the place. That is a violation, actually, of the Espionage Act. And so there's been no talk, no dissemination, no investigation of any of those things.
Here's what I don't understand, though.
Moves at warp speed.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Those are the facts.
And see, that's just it. They want to get on and argue for the criminals. The criminal activity, you have all of the entire left, they're acting like criminal lawyers for the Democrats. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, the entire Alphabet Network soup group, every last one of them want to act like defense lawyers for the criminal left. They're all in it together. I used to think that, are they all getting the same email? Now, of course, like in the news organizations, the state media, they get sent down certain talking points that they all have to say. I'm pretty sure you've all seen a video where it shows video, a whole bunch. There's like 40, 50 different videos of them all saying the same thing, right? So, of course, they get that memo. But it's more than just them getting that memo, because, see, they all get that same lame talking point memo and they all regurgitate it. But what causes them to regurgitate the lie like that? It's a demonic spirit. We're living in a spiritual battle right now. And that spiritual battle no longer only existing in the spiritual realm. That spiritual battle has come in and is taking over different flesh. You understand what I'm telling you? The spiritual demonic spirit is occupying their flesh. And it's not something new. Nothing is new under the sun. When Christ was here and you had these demonic demons, they were taking control of these people's flesh. When Jesus was throwing the demons out of them, he was throwing out of them their flesh. That's why you get these people out here right now. They're all confused trying to change who they are, because it's that demonic spirit have convinced them, along with these other sick adults that have these demonic spirits in them, to convince them to do these perverted things. But let me tell you this. Let me get back to this. President Trump. Let's put the comments on the screen, because I want to make sure. Because I did say, did President Trump tell the truth? Or did he lie in that last clip? Now, I got another one that I'm getting ready to bring up for you about President Trump. Did he lie in the clip? Because, see, the whole thing with Rachel Maddow, a.k.a. Rachel Maddow, she straight up said that President Trump was not telling the truth. And she's not the only one. You have all the other liberal, communist, socialist media outlets saying the exact same thing because they got the same memo from that from their demonic god, Satan, right? Because Satan is convincing whoever it is at the top to send down this information, this memo to all these people to get them to say certain things when they're doing it. Now, listen, answer the question. Answer the question. Did President Trump lie? Did he lie? Right? Did he lie? I mean, you just say yes or no. Right? Just yes or no. Of course he didn't. Listen to what else he says here, because in this next one, President Trump straight up says that they broke the seal. They broke the seal. They have done what they should not have done. In the past, no president went after political opponents. President Trump, they used to chant it, lock her up, lock her up. President Trump was not pressuring the people to do indictments against Hillary Clinton, against Obama. Because, you know, President Trump knew that they spied on him. He could have did indictments against Obama. He could have done indictments against Joe Biden when with the whole Burisma issue. He could have done indictments against Hillary Clinton, against James Comey. He could have done it. But President Trump did not do that because he wanted to move forward with the American business. You understand that? Making America great. That's what he was concentrating on. But see, now they broke the seal. Listen.
If the communists get away with this, it won't stop with me. They will not hesitate to ramp up their persecution of Christians, pro-life activists, parents attending school board meetings, and even future Republican candidates, which they do. We must end it permanently, and we must end it immediately. Now that the seal
is
so important.
This is so important.
I mean, he even says it before he says it.
This is so important. So important. This is it right here, people. This is going, you know, I'm just kind of curious. I'm wondering, did they pay attention to him saying this? Because they were shutting him out. They didn't want to hear anything President Trump was saying. Did they hear this? Listen, it's important.
It's broken. The seal is broken by what they've done. They should never have done this. This was an unwritten rule. You just don't. Unless it's really bad. But you just don't. But the seal is now broken. Mm. In addition to closing the border and removing all of the criminal elements that have illegally invaded our country, making America energy independent and even dominant again, and immediately ending the war between Russia and Ukraine, I'll have it ended in 24 hours.
Let me stop it real quick. He'll end it within 24 hours. The left, they don't want to end the war in Ukraine. They don't want it to end. There was an opportunity for a peace treaty to come up, and the United States of America said, oh, no, 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 no. We don't want the war to end. You can't do that. It's like they need more death. But let me just emphasize on this one more time with him talking about the seal has been broken. They broke the seal with President Trump. So when he gets back into office and he starts locking them up for real, they need to keep their pie hole shut. They need to be silent because they broke the seal. President Trump didn't do it. He straight up telling them. And this is, I mean, listen, does this look like a man to you that has been charged with 37 counts of indictment of federal charges? Does this look like a man that's talking like he's nervous? Or does this look like a man that's up here speaking before people like, oh, yeah, bring it. Bring it. That's what I'm seeing. So that's what I'm telling people the other day. I said, look, when they're doing this and you're starting to get a little anxiety and stuff, don't get that anxiety. Look at his demeanor. Look at his demeanor. Now, look, he got the federal government coming down on him. The rest of us, if the federal government was coming down on us like that, we'll more likely be in trouble, right? Right? We'd be in trouble. because Will Johnson doesn't have the same support President Trump has, I would be in trouble. But look at his demeanor and listen how he's talking. This doesn't sound, and they're upset that he's not like shaking in his boots.
I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America, Joe Biden.
There it is. And the seal has been broken. There it is. See, you said, I mean, he just straight up told him they should have never done it. They should have never done it. They should have never done it. But no, the seal has been broken, Joe. You need to know your time is coming.
And the entire Biden crime family. Name a special prosecutor.
Yes.
And all others involved with the destruction of our elections, our borders, and our country itself. They're destroying our country. And when I'm reelected, and we will get reelected, we have no choice. We're not going to have a country anymore. I will totally obliterate the deep state. We will obliterate
the deep state. Listen to that.
And we know who they are. State. I know exactly who they are.
Like when he says that, yeah, that I part know right there. Exactly who they are.
Yep, I know exactly who they are. And if the deep, you know what, the deep state hearing this is like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. James Comey, he's part of, if you ask me, he's part of the deep state.
Oh, 100%.
That's why James Comey went on the news, what was it? Was it MSDNC or CNN? I can't remember. But he went on there saying, if we don't get Trump now, he's going to come get us. He's going to come get us if we don't get him now. He straight up said it. He straight up said it. If we don't get Trump, he's going to get us for all the criminal. Again, if y'all not paying attention, look at his demeanor. Look how he's talking. This man, he is playing 4D chess with these people. I'm telling you, because I would be like, oh my goodness, I probably wouldn't even want to talk to anyone and let coming down on me like this because I don't have the support of the American people like he does. And he's probably has it all in play. He's probably setting them up. Let me allow them to think that they got me. so they can open up the seal. You break the seal, and I'm going to go ahead and run with it. I'm telling you.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple.
Yes.
They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They want you silenced. And I am the only one that can save this nation because you know they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. And I just happen to be standing in their way and I will never be moving.
And you know what? That's so awesome. You know what that says right there? You know what that says? Look, the federal government coming down and we got these rogue DAs, Alvin Fat Brown, right? Alvin Brown in New York. Yeah, right. He's coming after him. And then they got another DA, rogue DA in Georgia going after him. And then they got the federal government coming down on the political opponent. Right. Does he sound like he's nervous? Don't get excited. I keep telling everybody, just pay attention. Just pay attention. And yes, they're coming after all of us. President Trump is just in the way because he knows the deal now. He knows the deal.
On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. Mm. We will take back our country and we will make America great again.
Yes, yes, yes. We need to make America great again. We want America to be great again. We really do. Okay, let me go on to this next one real quick because we're probably going to run out of time here. Listen to Senator Howie because all of this, you know, it's no coincidence that they're doing this, right? We got all this information coming out by Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, and all of a sudden they got to go after Trump. So much. Bill Clinton, all of this. Listen.
Here's the other thing that gets me, Brian, I'll just tell you, is that we now know that Joe Biden has been accused, credibly accused, of taking foreign bribes. The FBI has known for years that Biden has been accused, Joe Biden, of taking foreign bribes. And now when they couldn't keep it under wraps anymore, they've been sitting on it for years. Yep. Now they can't keep it under wraps. It's coming out in public and they immediately indict Donald Trump. Is that a coincidence? I doubt it.
No, right. It's not a coincidence. It's too obvious. Oh my goodness. This is all this information is coming out about the Biden crime family. get Trump. All the SARS reports, the bribery, get Trump. Get Trump over the same thing that Obama did, Bill Clinton did, Hillary Rodham Clinton did, Joe Biden did. Get him on the same things that we did. Let's ignore that Joe Biden actually did bribery. Ignore all of that. Listen to this on MSSTD as they're basically upset because you and I are not walking away. You and I are still showing our support for President Trump. And that has them butthurt. Butthurt. They don't understand it. And they're like, he's like, and it's just like, oh, President Trump, he's just lying to his base and they're still supporting him. What is he lying about?
Level, the whole conundrum here with Donald Trump, and this was true in the first indictment and the second, is that like at one level, no one is no one's above the law. Everyone's equal under the law. At another level, he's an ex-president. So like he shows up with a Secret Service retinue. And that's just not going to be the case for anyone else. Right. I did think the terms of his release are just worth pausing on.
Now, listen, let me pause it there. See, they want President Trump to be behind bars until his court date comes up. They don't want him to be able to get in a plane and fly to New Jersey, fly to anywhere in the country. They want him to be locked up behind bars where you cannot even hear from him. This is how desperate they are. So they, it's like they're getting what they want and they're still not happy. And we're like, oh my goodness, how are we allowing him to still go out and speak? How is this possible? Listen to this. This is exactly what this is.
Reality Winner was a 28-year-old security contractor who wanted to basically alert journalists to the fact that Russia had indeed criminally meddled in the 2016 election. She printed out one document and she mailed it to an outlet. The FBI showed up at her house and she was detained for every day after they came to that house until she got out of prison for 4 years.
You hear this? You hear this? But President Trump hasn't committed any crimes. You hear this? See, he's saying that he wants President Trump to be locked up.
Well, I want to point out something, too. Uh-huh. Look at the flag in the back.
Make it full screen.
It's the United States flag, and it's just all in red. And they have the same flag on the front of their desk, and it's red like that. They're so demonic.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole theme is red and dark.
It's red and black, right? What is, I don't even know what that really means.
I don't either, but I'm just like, that's not our flag.
It's not.
That's not the United States of America flag. So if they intended to be patriotic, that is not patriotic. And look, there's only so many states. I wonder if that's only represents the Democrat states because that's not even 50 X's on there.
I don't know.
What is that?
And why didn't they just make it all blue? I guess it would be too weird, right? Just all blue because then it might associate with the police officers, right? And they didn't want to make it just white, right? So I guess they just had to go with red. I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised they didn't take the American flag and pervert it and have the, you know, the rainbow colors on it. I mean, I really am. Okay, let me move on because he goes on and on with that nonsense. And he's basically doesn't want President Trump to be out, right? They arrested him. Keep him in jail. Keep him in jail. That's what they were looking for, people. But then he goes, he's done. He goes out. He does a speech. And now they're upset. They're upset. But we need the Republicans to actually stand up. We need the Republicans to do something. They can. There's actually more that they could do with all of this because they see us becoming a banana republic. These people are literally violating the Constitution and the laws, and the Republicans need to stand up and say something. Listen to Comer. Listen to what he says.
You know what, Will, before you play this, a couple of people in the chat are pointing out that China's flag is red.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
Just wanted to bring that up.
Put the chats up there. Someone bless us with a super chat. Yep. Thank you so much. I can't see it. It's too small.
It says, my favorite freedom fighter. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate
it. That's from
Deborah. Thank you so much for the blessings. Okay, listen to Comer.
Well, ultimately, look, this is in the courts, but also look at some of the photos that were being sensationally shown over the weekend.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I had to stop it here. You know, because they've shown all the boxes. Like, oh my, look at all these highly classified documents in all these boxes in the bathroom, on the stage. You know that, right? They did that to get public opinion to say that President Trump had all of these classified documents just all throughout where anybody can get to them. Watch.
Sensationally shown over the weekend. There was a box that was shown with all these documents spewed out. And as people looked at those documents, it turned out it wasn't anything classified. It was newspaper clippings and some personal items presented to try to give the impression that there's all these classified documents just laying around on the floor. And yet you contrast that with Joe Biden's garage, where there were classified documents going back to when he was a United States senator.
Let me stop. See, right? Y'all see that? They staged it. They staged it to make it look like it was worse than it is. Oh, my goodness. Look at all of this. Look at all of this. He was very careless. They staged it. Isn't it? You know what that is? Propaganda. The state media get that information and run with it. Straight up propaganda.
Joe Biden's garage, where there were classified documents going back to when he was a United States senator, not even a president. You know, and which act governs a president? Is it the Presidential Records Act? Now they seem to be using the Espionage Act just specifically after Trump. Again, is justice being carried out fairly is the question when you see some of those pictures and go, wait a minute. These are clippings and they're trying to present it as classified documents. People are looking at that wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. People are looking at that wondering, right? That's exactly it. People, because everyone looking at it because they don't. You know what, Shannon? You know what makes me think about? If this was Joe Biden and they took a whole bunch of just boxes and they put them up there and said, look at all these highly classified documents with these boxes. You know what the fake fact checkers would do? They would flag the post saying missing context, missing information, or disinformation, because these were just boxes that had family photos in it, had some like insurance information in it, had nothing to do with highly classified documents. But when it comes to the case of President Trump, they would love for all of us to believe, and the fake fact checkers, not a single one of them came back and said, you know what, missing content. You can't say that these all classify highly classified documents. Will,
we actually have somebody that claims to be a Democrat in the chat.
Really?
Her name is Anne, and she says, I am a Democrat, and I am standing for Trump. There's more of those out there. Well, the only way you're actually standing with Trump is if you vote for him. Because any other vote is not standing with Trump. It's standing with the Democrats that are doing this to him and really to all of us, because they're literally censoring us. They're not letting the truth come out. They're not holding Biden accountable. So I hope when you say that, you mean that you're no longer voting for these Democrats.
You know what? I think there's a lot of Democrats, but like, you know, I've actually had some Democrats say, you know, I really don't like Trump. Which is Dershowitz? Isn't it his name?
Yeah,
Dershowitz.
Dershowitz.
He was like, I don't like Trump.
Yeah, he's a Harvard professor.
I didn't vote for Trump. I want to support Trump.
Oh, Ann said she did vote for Trump.
Okay, and then he goes like, this is too much.
Yeah.
This, every single American, regardless of your political affiliation, you should be highly concerned about this happening. Because see, now that they broke in the seal.
Yeah, he's a Harvard law professor, and he said, this is not our law. This is not America.
Yeah.
This is not what we do here. This is completely a political hit job against somebody that's running for president. So they always say, oh, Russia did collude. Russia did, you know, interfere with our election. We don't argue that. There's not a single Republican who'll say we don't believe that, because we are guilty of interfering with other elections too. Every single country is. But the fact that they said that Biden was or Trump was colluding with is another thing.
Russia.
The fact that one person running for president here in the United States is against, and the whole justice system is against that person running for government, that's an even bigger problem.
It's the federal government coming down on the political opponent. Now, listen to this wicked witch from, I guess, I guess since she's from New York, the Wicked Witch from the East. Listen to what she says, because she had to chime in all on and on this. And she's so giddy. She's so happy right now.
And I think the guy she's talking to is wearing a skirt, Will.
I think he is wearing a skirt. You know, I was wondering that earlier. I'm like, is that a...
What the...
Because at one point, he kind of like pulls it down like, I don't want you to see my stuff. I thought... I was like, what... Then I was thinking, maybe it's just a blanket. Maybe it's cold.
That's not a blanket. I don't know. Because the way it's like laying, that's not a blanket. That's like a skirt.
It's like a skirt. I mean, you wear skirts. I don't. I don't. I mean, so I don't know. But I was wondering that maybe it's just the shorts that are really long. I don't know. But listen to this.
Republicans claim that you got off. So you did the same thing and got off scot-free. Why did your friend Jim Comey let you off so easy?
And it's not even that the Republicans claim that she got off. It's not the fact that they claim that she got off. There's no claim need to be made. Well, she did get off.
Doesn't that seem like the same laugh that Kamala does? Yeah,
it is. That's it's what like I said. That witchy Kamala, laugh. Kamala Harris is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's the Wicked Witch of, I guess you would say the North because of New York instead of the East, right? It's still kind of the East Coast, but East. She's the Wicked Witch of the East. But there's probably, you know, Anna Navarro? She's probably like at the
Navarro.
Anna Navarro. She's the Wicked Witch of the Southeast, right? I mean, there's so many of them. Nancy Pelosi. She's the Wicked Witch of the Northwest. You know, there's just so many of them. But anyway,
she's in California.
That's what I said. The Northwest, San Francisco area. That's up in the north. But listen,
That's a really good question. I can't figure that one out.
You can't figure it out why Comey let you off? Because Comey probably didn't want to end up in the body bag. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You know, I do think it's odd, let's just say, to the point of being absurd, how that is their only response. You know, they refuse to read the indictment. They refuse to engage with the facts. There's nothing new about that. And what they refuse to admit is, you know, this is on a track about him, not about anybody else. No.
You see this? It doesn't need to be about all of our corruption, that we did all this corruption before we started blaming Trump. This needs to be about him. Don't look at what we're doing. Just concentrate on Trump.
No matter how much they try to confuse people and how much they try to, you know, raise extraneous issues. And it's going to be fascinating, I guess, in a bizarre and sad way to watch them spin themselves up. If you watched any of the news programs this weekend, I mean, their efforts to defend this man are truly beyond anything that I ever thought possible in our country. I mean, it is so...
Listen. It's like these people, this is their whole point. They try to get all of us to be like, we shouldn't support President Trump. Look at everything that we lied about Trump and try to say that President Trump did, and they still can't figure it out. She's going to say it right here. They don't understand why we're still supporting President Trump. After everything that they have done to him, everything that they've lied about him, and we're still supporting him. You know why? Because you're not stupid. You, the American people, you're not stupid. You got some stupid liberals in the country. And of course, they're never going to hear the truth in the first place. But you're not stupid. And that's the reason why you continue to support Trump. This is like they're doing the corruption in our faces. And they're trying to convince all of us that President Trump is the wrong choice when they're literally lying. And then they don't understand why we still support the man. It's like they can't figure it out. Listen, she's actually going to say it.
Are truly beyond anything that I ever thought possible in our country. I mean, it is so profoundly disturbing how this could have been the break.
Right? I mean, come on, you can't make this up. You can't make it up. Just leave a split screen here for me. You can't make it up. Listen.
This could have been the opportunity to say, you know, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. We really appreciate it, you know. But
And this is what the Republicans used to do. The Republicans used to just, okay, we can't support him. They can't, this is just bad. This is bad. You need to drop out. And President Trump is like, no, I'm not dropping out. Are you kidding me? All of these are lies. I'm not dropping out. And they don't understand it.
But this is kind of serious. And so we're not going to, you know, continue to defend you. But no, they're all in again. That's what the psychology of this is so hard for me to fully grasp.
Yeah, she can't grasp it because we're not stupid. I mean, this is like so bizarre to me. It's bizarre. I like saying that a lot, don't I? It is. I mean, we know they. We see them doing the lies. We see them making it up. We see that them trying to convince us to believe the lies. 1984. And she can't figure it out. How is it that we're still supporting him? After they're like, we've done all this stuff to him and they're still supporting him. It's just like, I don't understand. Because it's not in her psyche. It's not in her psyche. So she can't grasp it. She can't figure it out. She can't put two and two together. And most of them can't. Most of them can't. They don't know, they can't, they don't realize that they can't, that they, that we, you and I, we're done. The American people are done believing the lies. President Trump came along. He exposed all of this. People started paying attention. Me truly, yours truly, I'm one of those. I kind of looked at politics and stuff like that when Obama lit up the White House in the sodomite colors. I'm like, man, I can't do this, dude. I can't, no. This dude, he completely, I'm under God's guide. And I'm like, how do you just tell God, screw you. I'm going to put the sodomite colors on the White House and tell you, God, screw you. That's what he did. And I'm like, I can't be associated with that. And I woke up. But President Trump, he came along and just bam. He was not only telling people the truth. He was feeding people the red pill. And once you swallow the red pill, you can no longer unsee the truth. You got some ignorant people out there, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Adam Kissinger, Liz Cheney. You used to call them, they say they're Republicans, straight up rhinos, you know, rats, rhinos against Trump. Where they want to, ignorance is bliss, right? They want to go back to the same thing because they want power. They want some kind of control. That's all it is. But now you have a lot of Republicans are actually starting to speak up. And again, you have all of the freaking state media defending the criminal activities of Joe Biden. Listen to McCarthy. And one thing I don't understand why McCarthy had come out and said, okay, you know what? We're doing articles of impeachment. Soon as he said it, it's game on. I'm not sure why he hasn't done that as of yet. Because listen to this as he's out here talking to the state media and now how they're going after President Trump. And he says, why aren't you asking about Joe Biden when he was VP and senator, when he had all of these highly classified documents for years? And your concern is about Trump? Listen.
I haven't had you ask me one question about the current president having classified documents. I haven't had you ask me one question about the current president as a senator, why he even would have a classified document. Does that raise any questions to you?
Well, he gave them back.
Okay.
Oh, he gave them back. I mean, I'm like, how many years did he have these docs? And the only reason why he gave them back, because it all came up with the needed to try to get at Trump. He gave them back. Listen to him.
The point is, he's not supposed to have them.
He should have never had them. But the thing, she goes, he gave them back. What? He had them for how many years?
That just shows state media right there.
State media.
Does that raise any questions to you?
Well, he gave them back.
Okay. When was he senator?
So when they did a census, when
was he senator?
There's a difference here.
There is a difference because why did they only brought up their attorneys looking at it after they started going after President Trump and raided it? Why did they never look at this former vice president or senator? Why would he even have a document? Okay, regardless of every happened, when he gave it back, I've always said equal justice. So my question back to you, is it equal or fair? Have you ever asked the question to the current president as a senator, why would you ever even have that document outside of the skiff? Has anyone answered that question?
No, they're not going to ask that question.
And they don't get it. They're not going to ask the question.
Yeah, they're arguing with them because they're defending the Biden crime family. They're not going to ask. They're not going to ask. The state media is going after President Trump. But see, that's what the state media, that's what they do. That's who they are. That's who they are. All right, everybody, we are here at the end. I do have some jet lag. Like I said, I just got the airplane and I came and this. I took me a quick shower, though. I had to get the airplane off me. You know, I got to do that. But I took a quick shower and came right here, got on the mic. So I want to thank everyone for being with me tonight. Thank you so much. Please, if you would, hit the share button on this. Hit the share button. It'd be a great. I greatly appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it. Please hit the share button for me. All right, everybody, thank you so much for being with me on this awesome Wednesday. I will be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. Make sure you set your alarms on your mobile device, 7 p.m. Central. All right, everybody, God bless. Stay safe. Stay strong. Stay away from these crazy woke liberals doing everything wrong. And guess what? We just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Stressed out, can't sleep, body aches, low energy, constipation, MRA products can help. This company combines ancient natural wisdom with modern day scientific innovations to develop all natural mental wellness products that support vigor, happiness, stress resilience, mental performance, and whole body wellness. For years, studies have shown all illness begins in the gut, including heart issues, diabetes, stress, insomnia, ADHD, and hormonal imbalance. Amare is 100% organic and made in the USA. Among other kits, they have Energy Pack, Foundation Kit, the Mental Wellness Kit. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Once again, uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. start feeling better with Amari.